Proof Laman Alas Yudches. Eid Adam Choshev Rasha in Lipo Al Ponev Kishe Mispar Al Atzibur Elim Kein Batuach She Yonet Yeshua Benun. It's a Gemara. Person who is considered a Choshev person, he's not allowed to fall on his face and daven in such a fashion in front of the public, unless he's sure that he will be answered. Otherwise, it's type of Chilul Hashem, if we see him going out of his way to daven and he's not accepted. This means not only if his mamish, his whole body's on the floor, even if he's standing up and there's something called kido, which means standing up and putting your face all the way into the ground, but a type of exercise. But the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim will try to do it with one of his hamstrings or whatever. This is even if it's not on a stone floor, like we said, it's not because of an issue of bowing down, but it's an issue of people are going to say there's something wrong with this person. He's going so hard and out of his way to daven, it's really not accepted. Now, there are more things that halacha pertains to everybody, which is based on an issue in the Torah that says, Evan maskis lo titnu ba'altzachem l'shtach v'yisaleh. And now they put a stone on the ground anywhere and bail down on it. Even if his intention is to daven to Hashem, one is not allowed to bail down on a stone floor. Now, the place can say it like this. The issue in the Torah says only when you have two things. The floor is stone, and also your pishut yadayim raglayim. That your mom is lying down with your legs and legs out and your arms out. Then this is the right. If you're standing up and you're putting your face into the ground, like we've mentioned before, then if you're doing that on the stone floor, it's also drabonet. Or if you fully put yourself down on the floor, even if the floor is not of stone, it's also the drabon. One of the two factors is also the drabon. Either pishut yadayim raglayim, bound down flat on your face, or even if it's not on a stone floor, or on a stone floor, if you're putting your face into the ground, even though you're not laying down on the ground. Those are also the drabon. But if it's not your full body on the ground and it's not on stone, then it's permitted completely. Another case which is permitted, if he's not doing this full kido, which means he's not fully on the ground, and he's tilting to the side, that also is a type of shinui, which permits it. Or the other factor also, when you tilt yourself on the side, if he's lying with pishut yadayim lying, the floor is not made out of stone. So the bottom line is, if you have the two together, you know, pishut yadayim raglayim and the stone floor tossed at the right, if you have one of the two, it's rabbanon. If you have one of the two with the shinoi of tilting oneself, then it becomes moot. Now we'll read the Rama inside. V'chein also l'chol odom lipa l'aponim v'shishit pishut yadayim raglayim afilo im ein sham even maskets. Like we said before, if he's fully bound down on his whole body on the floor, right? Also, even though the floor is not stone. But like we said before, if you have it's not a stone floor and he's tilting to the side, that is permitted. Also on the kippah, when we fall down for the mishtach avoy, one should tilt on his side, that's one option. Or there's another option, is brought down Yatzil, Shom Atzovim, Kedev Hasik, Venakach, and Vechinogim. The minig is to make a hefzik between the ground, which is made out of stone, and iron himself, and that's the minig. Then one can bow down even if he's not tilting to the side. What we do today is not clear that's a piece of Yadayim Raglayim, because Pashal is a piece of Raglayim is flat on the face. I guess it's closer to that than just standing up and putting your face into the ground, therefore the machmir to have some hefsek when we do that. Kuf lam day sefaros. Natalia minon kedushas volatia. By a volatia, we say the kedusha. This is a very important kedusha. It says the whole world survives on this kedusha. So it's important to stay together with the tzibur. And after kodesh, we have a few psukim in Aramaic, which are really a translation of it. That each one of those kadosh Kodosh is referring to the Kedusha of Hashem in the upper heavens, on ground and all around. And then that's what you're talking about. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should say with Kavana, like we said, it's important to you. The Indian in Yochid, the Ramah says, in respect to Yochid, if you want to say without a meaning, Dino Din Kedusha Yaitse, Ayim Simino Tet, and it's added in, we passed him that you could say the Yochid. The Shulchan says, since it's such an important thing, one should go out of his way, it's possible to say with the Tzibur. Therefore, if he's behind the Tzibur, he's up to Ashrei, middle of Ashrei, whatever, and he sees the Tzibur is getting up to the Kodesh Kodesh of Avodah, he should skip and say together with them the Kedusha of Avodah with the Tzibur, and then afterwards make up what he skipped. The Kedusha should be Targum Yochid Oimra V'lo Yishnai. It means to say is that the Hebrew words we say in unison, but the Aramaic translation, that's a specific personal tefillah for each individual, and therefore one should not say it in a loud voice. With the Kodesh Kodesh we say loud, and then the Targum that we say afterwards is in a lower voice. If you're davening at home without anybody else, you can say the whole thing out loud because nobody's listening anyway.